It's 91 degrees here in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. A Nashville judge has ordered the Tennessee Department of Correction to pick up 149 people being held in Davidson County's jails. Metro filed a complaint against TDOC earlier this year, arguing that its jails are housing people that should be in state custody. The city says this led to overcrowded jails, unsanitary conditions, and increased attacks on correctional officers. It also costs local taxpayers millions of dollars. The Davidson County Sheriff's Office typically houses people awaiting trial. Those who are sentenced to 1 year or more in prison are supposed to be transferred to the state. That's the situation the 149 inmates are in. TDOC must complete the transfer within 10 days of the July 24th court order. A lawsuit filed by a pair of national civil rights groups is challenging a Tennessee law that makes it illegal, that makes illegal immigration a state crime, something that's usually a civil offense. Will Darnell with members station WKMS reports the law has taken effect.
The suit filed by the ACLU and National Immigration Law Center pushes back on legislation proposed by Trump administration officials and passed by Tennessee Republicans as part of their so-called Immigration 2026 agenda. The law makes it a misdemeanor for illegal immigrants to remain in the volunteer state more than 90 days after being issued a final deportation notice. The crime is classified as a Class A offense, which carries the possibility of up to 1 year in jail and a maximum of $2,500 in fines for offenders. The lawsuit contends only the federal government can enforce immigration law. The Tennessee Lookout reports the suit is identical to one filed by the groups in June. A judge dismissed the first suit, saying the two plaintiffs would not be considered subject to arrest under the law, despite what their attorneys allege. I'm Will Darnell in Murray.
If Congress handed out attendance awards, it would be a close race. The average House member is there for more than 96% of votes. The median attendance rate in the Senate is even higher, 98%. But the Tennessean reports Republican Andy Ogles is one of the members most likely to be absent. Ogles represents Tennessee's 5th District. His 91% attendance rate puts him among the 25 members of the House most likely to miss a vote. In contrast, another Tennessee Republican, District 7's Matt Van Epps, has a perfect attendance record.